we can get going. And let's see. Oops, I forgot one. I didn't. Oh, this is such a touchy screen.
Do you have like a whole control panel back there?
I actually do.
Whoa.
So everything's running, so we're good to go. And Dr. Gray is just entering the meeting too, so.
Okay, great. Well, thank you all for being here. We've got a quorum and all the magic technology running. So I'll call this meeting to order. And Peggy asked a question while we were waiting that inspired the capacity check. So thank you for that. So we'll start with our introductions and capacity check. And I think we all know each other, but I'm now curious because of our previous discussion, what is like at the top of your travel bucket list? And Peggy, could I ask you to call the name?
I sure will do that. Dr. Feynman.
We can't get past our regular list to get to a bucket list. So we're back up to visit our son in D.C. in May, and then in March, we're going to Hawaii to celebrate the end of a friend's chemotherapy, and then Sweden in July for a cousin's wedding, and we'll see what happens. I was going to go skiing this last week, and had a cough and tested positive for COVID. So this week I've been home. I cleaned the fridge. I fixed the hot tub. There's always stuff to do.
All right.
So if I test negative tomorrow, then I'm cool.
So next is Leslie.
Hello, everyone. My name is Leslie Politosh, motivated, vision forwarding, a community member. Hard question. It would be great sometime to get back up to the northern BC coastline that I've done some kayaking expeditioning on before. And I've always wanted to get out to the Haida Gwaii Islands. So that one would probably be at the top of my bucket list at the moment, especially if I could surf on the outer side of it.
Thanks, Leslie. Judy?
Well, my bucket list, I kind of managed a couple years ago. I went to London for work, and my mom was born and raised just outside of London, and I did get to take one day and go see everywhere that she lived and that kind of thing, but I was working the whole time I was there, so I didn't get to really go see all the things that I did want to see. So I want to go back.
Thank you. Jeff?
Well, I'm going to keep traveling. My bucket list is to keep going until the body parts wear out. I kind of almost blew my ear out in this last trip, but hopefully it'll come back. And then I haven't on the list, but Norway is one, but besides Europe and other places, and are going to Egypt at the end of the year.
Thank you, Bree.
Yeah, Bree Goodwin, and I am really struggling with this question that I asked. The next place that I was planning on going before, in the before time, was Vietnam. So maybe sometime soon I'll make it over there.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia Jacoby. I'm here in Counselor Botteo's place. She's with her daughter tonight at a high school function. I'll be traveling to see my daughter this weekend in Oklahoma. So those are my travel plans. But, you know, I think I'd like to go to Quebec someday.
Oh.
I've read those Louise penny mystery novels take place in that area. But I think it sounds intriguing, and I want to see their art museums, and the Canadians are so civilized. So we'll see.
Thanks, Cynthia. Rolla?
I had it muted because the dog was barking in the background. So if that happens again, you'll know why. Anyway, I would like to get back on my scuba diving trail again. I had a nice run going there. I get back to the South Pacific. There's a couple spots in Indonesia I would really like to go see. So hopefully sometime this year, maybe. Maybe.
Thank you. Dr. Gray?
Hi, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well and that Jay will be fit as a fiddle really soon. Well, I've been to China a number of times, visiting schools there. And I had a 2-week trip to Nepal last year planned. And then, of course, we all know what happened. So that is been reset for next year. And I always had a dream to, with my eyes, see Mount Everest. So that's what I'm going to do. And also, I want to go back to the UK, where I've spent a number of times.
Thank you.
Go back there and actually stay there for like a year and just really get into the scene there.
Thank you. And I think Wayne is on here.
I think you're right, Peggy.
I see your name. I just don't see your face.
I haven't turned on the video yet. So, of course, my travel is a lot more close in than I think everyone else here. So I'm going to Yahats next week. I love Yahats. I just absolutely, but unfortunately it's going to be for business. So that's the immediate travel. Beyond that, I actually am looking forward to doing some events in the spring and summer. So I've got tickets to go see the Avett Brothers, one of my favorite groups in the world, in Portland at McManaman's. And then I'm going to go see Belinda Carlisle, another favorite of mine. And at the Gorge, and then going to also go play a little golf down in the desert and hopefully go visit several baseball stadiums this summer if they're playing baseball and watch a little Major League Baseball.
Thanks, everybody.
I think we've got Jane on, too, it looks like.
Oh, Jane's on here. I know she is because we talked.
Hi, everyone. Well, I have a long bucket list, but I just got back from 2 weeks in Costa Rica. So that was really exciting. Never been to the country before. Loved it. Want to go back. And then I think that my next big trip that I'd like to do is Machu Picchu. I was supposed to do that a few years ago and do some hiking and didn't get to do that. So that's my next on my list, hopefully.
Thank you. Have I missed anybody? Anyone lurking?
How about you, Peggy?
Okay, well, you know, all I do is plan trips and cancel them. since COVID started, we've canceled one trip to Mexico. Last September, we were supposed to spend the month in Italy, and then Monday, we were supposed to head to Costa Rica. So that's not happening. Those places will wait. But if I really had to choose where I wanted to go, I would like to go to Nepal, Bhutan, and Tibet.
Man,
sounds like Peggy and I have some traveling to do.
That sounds
I'll
like
go with
plan.
Peggy. Mm-hmm.
A vision retreat. While looking at Everest, we'll get very inspired about Newport. Thank you for sharing that. I made some mental notes of the new places to add. All right, so we'll move to the approval of the minutes, and I think we can do these together. So I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting of December 9th, 2021, and to approve the minutes of the meeting of January 13th, 2022.
So moved.
I'll second.
Okay, so it was moved by Dr. Feinman, and there might have been 2 seconds. Rolla, I see Rolla. Okay, seconded by Rolla. Any discussion? Hearing none, I will call for the vote. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. And now we're going to public comment, and this, I think, might be the very first time that we have public comment. So it's a very exciting day.
Thought I'd take advantage of the opportunity. I wanted to just reshare the resources that I'd put together for our templates. And I thought this would be a good opportunity to get them in PDF form on Granicus so that in future years, anytime anyone needs to go back and grab a PDF to work off of, this would be another option to do it. And in addition to the agenda item we had last meeting that had the links to the Canva-based templates. I did research a little bit and opened up the Canva PDFs in Adobe Acrobat, and it was fairly easy to also use that to edit and adjust the templates. Is anyone interested in me screen sharing or going through what's there specifically for today's meeting? No pressure either way.
Leslie, it's Peggy. I think that if you have the time, it would be great if you did that because those are awesome resources that you've provided, and I think they'll be useful for a long time.
Great. I will grab that right now. Sorry, my full screen here. All right, so again, 4A. So if you can see the overview here, the ones marked 2022 are the ones that are starting to get filled in for this year. Both Bree, Peggy, and or both all three Peggy, Bree, and I have editing access to these. And so as we go through planning our year out, we can populate those. And then these two sharing copies are the base templates that every year you can recopy those and start to fill them out. And both the 2022 versions and the sharing versions have the annual duties that we're required to do already entered, and there's links to the supporting paperwork. So things like assigning work group leads and the annual work group report duties, and those dates are all entered. So for example, I will bring up I'll do the sharing of the annual duty calendar version. And so you'll see that this will be available every year, and the items that have a double underline are going to link you to the supporting PDF version. It's either going to be a Google Doc that can be replicated and copied, or some of them do link to PDFs that are attached to the Granicus agendas from previous meetings. And so this one I conveniently picked up the chair responsibilities and vice chair responsibilities that we'll be discussing in a later item. And essentially this is just so we don't have to reinvent the wheel every year. Again, this is the sharing version. So when 2023 rolls around, whoever is going to be taking on this duty can fill in the year up here, and then we can start to schedule things out. But again, this will give us our yearly duties so we know when different things have to be done. And I will pull up. So again, that's kind of the annual overview. And then we also have the monthly planning templates. So this is, again, the sharing copy that I'm pulling up. So not specific to 2022, but I did want to show that these templates will allow you to add the dates They already are pre-populated with the January and the next meeting month. And then you can, the ones that are required every year will be up in the agenda items. And again, some will already be linked to attachments to put into the Granicus agendas for the staff person that will be helping next year. And then also, this is kind of something that ideally the person who's helping run the meeting, whether it's the staff person or a motivated chair or vice chair person, can have this document in front of them. And so that additional notes and notes can be taken. And then you have the decisions and action items and when they should be done. And again, each month we'll have one populated with the action items that need to happen at certain meetings. And then giving those due dates and how to do things. So again, this is what we're looking at coming up for March, introducing the work group duties, which is a popular document that we've seen quite a few different times at this point, but talks about the progress report, the goals and objectives drafting, and how to do all that and the supporting paperwork. So lastly, I will ramble on about the 2022 February month PDF. So it's just the standalone month that we've got populated for today. Peggy and I both worked on getting these documents attached to this month's agenda in Granicus. But this again will be setting up the future staff person and any motivated committee members to help with this process. But you'll see that these are already linked in this document in addition to being attached in Granicus. And then we've got our few decisions that need to be made today. Assigning the goal report presenter, once we talk about the report, we have that due date that Melanie will need that report. Well, actually now Peggy can be that person because she won't be in Costa Rica, sadly. And then when that goal report to council is due. So that's where we can fill in the name of the person who's doing those tasks when we get around to those parts. And then just last thing I wanted to point out as far as setting us up for long-term sustainability and success, you'll notice that our last agenda section now has a review and planning of the next meeting agenda. So this was an idea that Peggy shared after our last meeting, and other committees do this where instead of putting all the burden on an individual staff member or on a committee chair, we have it as one of the meeting items to look at next month's agenda and plan it out if there's new items we want to attach or if we want to rearrange everything. And then this would make our chair and vice chair and our future staff member who fills Peggy's hard to fill shoes have something ready to go. So it's not requiring outside meetings to do that. And I just attached the March version for that. So we have that template to look at what's kind of required and then what we can add once we talk about things this meeting and talk about what wants to be added to next month's meeting. And I think that's probably over the 3 minutes that I was supposed to have as a public member.
That isn't our rule, Leslie. That's somebody else's rule.
Oh, good. We can make our own rules. That's what I love about this committee. All right. You know, as long as they fill in public meeting law and all that stuff. if anyone has any questions, Wayne, I still do hope to put together a Google Calendar of some sort. I was just doing building blocks, but that'll be something that I can still do off of those dates.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any questions for Leslie?
I really have to thank Leslie for putting that together. I think it's a good sort of roadmap for the whole committee and especially for the staff and whoever is going to come in down the road. So thanks, Leslie.
Oh, and I guess I will say one last thing, and it'll probably come up in one of our future agenda items this meeting, but one of the ideas of having that yearly overview calendar and asking about, you know, what the committee wants to do with those available meetings, There is also the option where if we don't have things to fill every meeting with, that's not mutually beneficial to us as the committee or the community presenters who might be presenting, we don't have to meet every month. So that's another thing at looking at that yearly overview, especially if there's months where we know a lot of us are interested in being on vacations or just challenging in general. That's kind of one of those ideas of the overview of the year calendar. So lightening the burdens. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Leslie. These are great tools that we can use. And so, sounds like our committee has a very ambitious travel schedule. So there might be some months where everyone's just on vacation. All right. Great. Well, thank you. It's exciting to finally have a public comment and such productive public comment at that. All right, so we'll move into our discussion items. And item 5A is to review and approve the 2022-2023 City Council Goal Feedback Report. So first of all, thank you to everyone who was able to send comments to Peggy. And then also thank you to Peggy for pulling all of those together into a cohesive document. And if you don't, I put in the chat the link to the agenda if you don't have it up in front of you. Peggy, is there anything else that you want to add on this for consideration before we ask for feedback?
Well, not really, but for people who don't have the document in front of them, it's a compilation of the comments received from members of the Vision 2040 Advisory Committee, and a few of them have been edited somewhat, and I sneaked a few in. I already warned Spencer. I said, you're going to know what I wrote, so they are in there, but do you want to go through them one by one, or how would you like to do this?
I'm going to look at our group. Does anyone have feedback off the bat, or do you, I guess, what's your comfort level with approving this just sort of with whomever wants to put discussions out there, or do you want to go one by one to read everything and provide feedback?
My personal opinion is Peggy did most of this, I guess, is a terrific job of organizing it. You know, I'm incredibly impressed with the first time I read it. So that's my two cents.
Yeah, and I had a chance to read it before the meeting, and I think it's fantastic. And I think it's really well done.
So I'll ask, does anyone want to go through the document in detail before we approve this to be transmitted to City Council? So far, what I'm hearing is that we're okay not doing that.
What were some of the trends that you guys noticed in the input that you got? What did you kind of notice overall that seemed to be some things that kind of you could connect up some threads through as far as the input goes? What did you see?
Well,
I can.
Oh, go ahead, yeah. Bree. Or I don't care. I'm happy to comment, but.
Okay, go ahead, Peggy.
Well, I honestly wouldn't say that I saw a lot of consistent threads. I think that, you know, for the most part, the people who did made comments based on actual council goals. There was at least one set of comments based on committee goals, which is great. We were glad to receive them. And I think that the comments were mostly supportive of council goals. There were some, like I said, there wasn't a consistent theme, but there were some suggestions that council should reword some of their goals because they were unfriendly, I guess, or something else. And then, they were pretty much supportive. There were some good constructive suggestions, like one of them, develop a long-term climate action plan for the city. That's the goal. And the sub-goal was develop educational materials and meet with heavy industrial users of water to discuss implementation of conservation practices. And this person said in two different areas, study the usage of gray water and develop potential alternatives to current uses. And so I think that was a really good comment that council can, if they want to, they can amend their goals to include something like that. So there were those types of suggestions. And then there were suggestions regarding the houseless individuals for litter and trash cleanup. So that was one that was identified as something that they didn't have, and also a new idea on the ability to compensate those people for that sort of work. There was one of the members commented on the school resource officer, and he said that it's a great idea. He's a long-term educator. He felt like the success of the program is finding the right officer for the school. He made that comment. And let's see, there were some comments regarding social services nonprofits that, you know, weren't necessarily significant. One of the big ones where there was, there were more than one comment was on the goal to develop a plan to sustain active coordination of the greater Newport vision beyond the funding. That was a big deal, and that is a big deal. And so that was in there two times, and I think we're pondering ways to make that happen, and hopefully even, you know, sooner rather than later, getting that going. And then we talked about the diversity, equity, and inclusion. The council, of course, adopted a statement last year, and one of the issues that we've seen is that there, you know, it means different things to different people, and so we need to coordinate some resources here so people can have some training. They haven't had it. And we were supposed to share that statement with all of the committees that we staff, and we did. And I remember a couple of committees went, what? I mean, what do we do with this? And so that was, I think, well, that was one of my comments. I told him, I already told Spencer that he will know what I said. And then there was, there was a comment about improving methods for revenue collection, and it really was mostly to do with the rogue brewery and the penalties. Oops, I gotta let Paula in. Hang on just a sec. Okay, here she comes. And then, this was a great suggestion. Somebody, and it's under develop a policy providing use of the rec center by city council elected officials as it is provided for city employees. And the suggestion was that even that this should extend even to committees, which is a great idea because people on the committees work really hard, as you know, and this would just be a nice perk, if you will, that wouldn't cost the city that much money, at least in my mind. And that's kind of, there was another one, provide sufficient funding to support public arts. Well, so there was a new comment under there. And just that, you know, the city has done a really good job of allocating some funding for public art, and the Public Arts Committee has done a great job spending that money. But it is a quality of life issue, and the suggestion was that we need more money, a little bit more anyway. And then there was a comment on the dark sky and a comment to consider model ordinances from other municipalities or the International Dark Sky Association to develop an ordinance containing lighting standards that could ultimately lead to the city being designated as a dark sky community. So those were the types of comments we got. I talked about nearly every one of them in the report. I don't know if anyone has any. Oh, yeah, the other one. I'm sorry, I forgot about this one. I'm actually working on this right now. And that is consider the purchase of several single-family homes or a multiplex to provide transitional housing for new city employees. Because one of the struggles that we are having as a city, as I'm sure many of you are seeing, is that you can find employees and they're highly qualified, but they can't live here. And so I know this is something that other cities do in other places I've worked near. And also the city of Lincoln City, for example, owns three houses that they use for that very purpose. So anyway, those are the highlights. Does anyone have any questions, or Bree or Leslie, would you like to add anything?
I found one minor typo that
I think I might have already found it.
Okay. It was in under goals not prioritized, the second paragraph.
Let's see. Is it thought instead of though? Yes. I already fixed that. I didn't fix it till today. Thank you for that.
Okay. Yeah, I probably, that was my comment, and I probably had the typo in mine. I will just note that, as I just mentioned, there were a couple goals that were not prioritized, and I put those in my comments about the council's considering prioritizing them. One of them was working to develop culturally competent and inclusive communications, which actually really ties to some of the goals that were prioritized, but it's a little more cohesive the way it's written in that goal. And then I also made a comment that, you know, this committee and then also so many community members talk about the importance and need for childcare as another barrier to being able to work and so many other things. And I didn't really see, you know, that showing up in the council goals. So that was another suggestion that I put in there, is to consider prioritizing a goal related to childcare.
Could I comment on that one? You know, we have talked about it quite a bit, but it's such a huge problem that the city really can't do it. It has to be county and state money, I think. And there's all sorts of plans out there that are coming forth. I think Dr. Gray knows more about those, about the latest ones. There's a child development meeting next week, Tuesday, where they'll be talking about a draft to get grant money for childcare and more specifications to help people open childcare centers. And it's just so big. You know, we tried to have childcare at the rec center, and it just wasn't being utilized. It was the wrong time or the wrong hours, or, and that was about the biggest effort that we could make as a city. Correct me, Peggy, if I'm wrong there.
No, you are right.
So there's a meeting about childcare, and I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, it's from the Child Development Network. I mean, you're on their list, and they have a draft of a program from the state level.
Yeah.
It's not pretty good, pretty aggressive.
Yeah, I mean, I find, we're not going to digress, but everybody talks and nobody does anything. So we're a desert here.
Yes.
People don't come here because there's nowhere to live and there's nowhere for their kids. I mean, I have 60 job openings. There's a problem, you know, there's a problem. But with childcare, really all everybody does is spin. We had a big project with the county, and it didn't go anywhere. So I'm really worried about it. And I'm really shocked that I haven't been invited to a meeting that's next week, you know, and I'm only run the school district with 5,500 kids in it. I just don't understand that. So it's just kind of disconcerting. I appreciate hearing about it, Cynthia, and I will certainly follow up on it now that you've said something, but I mean, the school district isn't even a part of the conversation. I'd really love to see the part about equity. The statement came out and then it didn't go anywhere. So you can talk all you like. It's when the county also, I mean, I hate to pick on them, but came out with a comment after the George Floyd murder. And, you know, people wondered where that came from. I mean, that was a big topic of conversation because they come out of left field and then where do they go? So I just wonder, like, where does the work of the 2040 Vision Committee, once we comment on city council goals, and I've asked this last year too, where does this go? Who gets this? like all of our comments are really good. They're really good, and they're part of the 2040 visioning for the city, because the city manager doesn't meet with us. I'm sure he gets a copy of it. I just hope that there's a really good articulation between what the advisory group and the city manager and the city council end up doing. Is that's the through line that says we're doing all of this work and where does it go to change policy? Because that's what this is all about. This is about changing policy. That's why I'm involved in this, because I think there's going to be some actions to come out of this. So maybe Peggy knows, or Leslie knows, the input that we give on the city council goals, how is that articulated directly to city council so that they can have robust discussion about our input?
So that's actually agenda item 5B, which we'll be getting to next, is having a presenter and alternate from our group verbally present to council our report. So that would be the next step after we approve the, hopefully approve the written report, which is our current agenda item. Beyond that, then, you know, I guess council will be talking about their goals and hearing all the feedback, and then it's kind of up to them what they decide to do in terms of finalizing those goals and potentially incorporating that feedback. Leslie.
I was just wondering, timeline, if Peggy knows. I know our presentation is set for the date that's on the agenda coming up, the last meeting in February. Is that the same day that the public comment is set for on the council goals draft, or is that a different date?
I think that's a different date. I think that date is March 7th, but I can't guarantee that. I'll confirm that and get back to you.
Okay. And I just did want to reiterate, last year, because our time crunch and parts being figured out happened so condensed, I was the only one that had time to get, well, stayed up and got some feedback in and presented that individually as a staff member / public member last year. But that's why we wanted to hopefully get our stuff together enough this year to at least have a report from a broader range of the committee. So hopefully moving forward year after year, this will become an expectation and something just like our annual progress report. And then hopefully those annual progress reports will, you know, influence the decision making at the council drafting setting for their goals. And then this would be, again, our opportunity to give feedback on that draft. And I do have to say, as far as what I've noticed showing up in the goals this year, you know, I'm noticing some things that were brought up in this past year's progress report, as well as the year before progress report. So I'm pretty grateful that, you know, there were some things that might have not made the cut for the goals last year, but they're showing up this year, like attending the Affordable Housing Partners meetings and the county health improvement plan goals, and things like that. So I'm seeing signs of getting things through. And as I'd mentioned in multiple times, seeing this structure getting at least built around the vision strategies that things are forwarding. I'm starting to see that common language of focus areas and strategies, you know, getting a hold in the city, and I'm really grateful. So continuing to question and making sure that it gets heard and not just printed on a document and, you know, put on a shelf as things go. Appreciate you bringing that up.
How many minutes is the presentation?
Good question. Peggy, is there a limit on the...
Well, no, there isn't a limit. So, I mean, wouldn't it be a good idea to go on for an hour? That would be terrible. But, you know, if you need 20 or 30 minutes, I think that's fair.
Got it.
And I'd like to put, since we have our handy dandy annual meeting planning form, maybe put on our April agenda or our first meeting after the council goals are approved to talk about and evaluate the process. And we can always provide feedback to city council on what, how we felt that process worked of giving, providing feedback on the council goals. And then that'll allow us to plan for next year. If we want to do things differently or work with staff or work with council on making any changes. So we'll put that on the April calendar. And then I also just touching back on the childcare and completely recognizing what Dr. Gray was saying, also having that need listed in the council goals can actually do that in itself, can sometimes do something when it comes to funding or, you know, leveraging others to act. And this is just writing a grant that literally you had to put every sort of report or goals or plan that that project showed up in, and you get points for it. And so at the very least, I think having that formal recognition of how big of a problem it is for our community is a reason why I would still push the city to consider putting it in the goals, because it is an issue that needs to stay elevated. And that's, the council goals are sort of like the ultimate top shelf for what our decision makers are considering as the biggest issues for our community.
I'd have to agree with Bree. It's not in a plan, it won't happen.
And I honestly, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's where Dr. Gray's comments are very well taken, because we need to have some footprints in the sand or whatever we want to call it, as opposed to just talking.
All right. Are we ready at this point? So since this is a report that is going to council, we do need to approve this report via motion and that whole process. So if you all are ready to do that, I would entertain a motion to approve the 2022-2023 City Council Goals Input Memo.
So moved.
I'll second.
All right. Motion by Dr. Feynman and second by Jeff. Any discussion? Hearing none, I will call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. And so we've alluded to item 5B, but we need a presenter and then also an alternate, which we did have to use in January. Thank you, Leslie, for verbally presenting the vision committee's feedback on the city council goals. And this would be Tuesday, February 22nd at the council meeting starts at 6 p.m. I don't know where we'll be on the agenda.
It's probably not very far down the agenda, because I anticipate this would be under communication, which is kind of near the top.
Great.
What time would that be?
The meeting starts at 6.
6?
Yes, 6 p.m.
So you want a presenter and an alternate, or do you want two presenters? It's really nice to go up there with a friend.
I will leave that to whomever
being the only one.
Yeah, whomever is able to present them. I will say that I have a work meeting at 6, so I cannot be a presenter or alternate.
What's the expectations for the presentation? I mean, what's it supposed to look like?
You know, I think you could take some creative freedoms if you would like to. There could be some interpretive dance. I'm kidding, but actually the council might like that. Puppets. You can, actually. I think the council might appreciate a little entertainment wrapped in there, but typically we'll kind of pull highlights from the report. For our annual report, we don't go through and read the whole thing, but for the council goals, you know, the presenters are going to need to stick to the content that's in the report that we just approved, because you're there representing this committee, but you don't necessarily want to read the whole thing, and we hope that council actually reads it. So it's really nice to kind of hit the high points, or if you want to kind of divvy up summarizing different sections, if you're going to co-present, that's what Leslie and I have done in the past sometimes. Like, we divide up the focus areas and kind of go back and forth about which one's presenting. So it really is kind of up to you, whomever's presenting, but you'll have that written report as a guide. So is anyone available?
I think I'm available.
All right.
Do we have an I can be Jay's backup if he needs needs help.
Awesome. Okay, great.
All right.
We've done it before.
Yes, we have.
So we got a dream team dynamic duo.
Got a couple old guys is what you got.
I have full faith in you. I think it's going to be great. Cynthia.
That's the 22nd?
22nd at 6 p.m. And that's still via Zoom, right?
At this point, it is still via Zoom. If you think you need to come in, you're welcome to do that. We can set up some socially distanced laptops for you, but if you're comfortable with Zoom, that works well for us as well. So let me know if you're coming in.
If we're on Zoom, as long as somebody else can set up the infrastructure and I can just click in.
That would be us, yeah. We'll take care of that. And you know, when we set the Zoom meeting for the city council meeting, I'll make sure that both you and Rolla get a copy of the Zoom link. Great. And it would work just like you're working tonight's meeting.
Perfect. Okay.
Thanks for volunteering. Sorry, that's the night of our commission meeting, so I couldn't volunteer.
I'd love to, but it's also like Paula, that's a work session for my school board. And considering they're my bosses, I think I better be there.
Yep. Okay, Cynthia, I hope you're requesting an interpretive dance.
Oh. I think Cynthia has got her hand up.
Yes.
She would like to do that dance.
Oh, that's what the hand is. Okay.
I will be at the meeting, and I look forward to the presentation. And I'm sorry, I'm a little out of order here. I need to hop off soon. But I wanted to just share quickly a message from Councillor Botteo. She said that La Cuicuilita, I think I said that correctly, Mexican store owners, said that they really appreciated the nomination, and they send a thank you to the Vision 2040. They were truly surprised, and they also shared that they enjoyed supporting the wellness of the community. And the Canales Catering, Don Lino, shared that he really enjoys the relationship with the community, and he would like a picture with one or some of the members of the Vision Committee and his truck when he receives his trophy. So thanks to you for the nomination and opportunity. So yeah, I think these businesses are really delighted to be recognized. It's important. So, and thank you all for your work. I'll see you another time.
All right. Thank you.
Bye, Cynthia.
Bye. All right. So the next item on our agenda, 5C, is the 2022 annual meeting presentation planning. And so there is a link to a brainstorming list. And just as a reminder, we had started a discussion last month about whether or not we wanted to invite community presentations during our 2040 Vision Committee meetings, a little bit about what that might look like, and started a list of suggestions. So before Leslie took off her city hat, retired her city hat, she put together this document for us that just some sort of screening questions to consider, because we didn't reach consensus about if or how we wanted to proceed with this idea. And so in case you don't have this document in front of you, some of the questions to think about if we want to host these presentations are, will the presentation be mutually beneficial for the vision committee related to our goals and also for the presenters that are coming in? Is the topic specific to the vision advisory committee's concerns, or is it something that's available in another manner, like a recording? And then is the topic being presented at a pre-existing stakeholder meeting that's open to the public or committee members, meaning that potentially there's another avenue for us to hear it? And then is it a topic that can actually be covered in 15 minutes or less, with just about 10 minutes for questions? So those are some of the considerations that Leslie had shared on this topic. And so I think tonight it would be great to just kind of reach consensus on if we want to invite some community presentations during our vision committee meetings, particularly in months where we don't have a lot of other topics. And so if Peggy, I don't know if there's anything else that you wanted to say about this agenda item before we go to discussion.
No, I think it's a valid discussion tonight, and we will do whatever this committee wishes us to do in terms of setting up any sorts of presentations. And when you have a light agenda, it might be a good idea to bring in a stakeholder for a presentation, because it really, it informs the rest of the committee who may not have that particular area of interest of things that are happening toward the implementation of this.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Can you give me a little bit more of an example? I'm trying to wrap my head around what you mean by presenter, like an example.
Yeah.
Can you think of something, Bree? That'd be great.
Yeah, so I'm just taking a peek at the list of suggestions from last month. And I think some of these might have come in via email, but for example, Paula had said she could present in June about the work of the port and what the port is doing. There are some other, it's when we were setting our goals, we went down the rabbit hole a little bit about what is affordable housing. And it seems like people on the committee were really interested in learning more about what's happening around affordable housing in our community, which is obviously tied to the vision. So having someone from Affordable Housing Partners come and give a 10 to 15 minute presentation on what's happening in this area. And then we would have time to ask them questions as well. And Leslie has her hand up, and I'm gonna pass it over to you.
Just another example, especially with the mutually beneficial to both the Vision Advisory Committee and the presenter, was the example of when the school board representatives brought their plan, their strategic plan, because one of their goals in that strategic plan was presenting it to community organizations. So again, that's kind of that mutual benefit. We want to make sure that, no one's time is really wasted, but, to Jeff's point that he brought up last meeting about this idea is that, it's great if it's something that is moving forward our goals. Like perhaps one of my hopes is to be bringing the community website partnership nonprofit representatives to answer questions and talk about what the next steps for that would be coming up. And there's a high chance that midsummer or fall, we will hopefully be getting an opportunity for that presentation, but we wouldn't necessarily just want to fill these with things that we could, find as a amazing video presentation already on YouTube or something like that. So more of a, like on the collaborative side of presentations and a little bit less on just something that, is making someone do the same spiel they're usually doing on lots of other opportunities. So those are my little examples. And then the two other examples I put in the document when I was still wearing my city hat was the topic we had discussed about possibly having some committee rules or bylaws that would involve a discussion and then idea brainstorming and then narrowing down. A similar one was talking about the questionnaire and interview questions that we have for our new committee candidates and our opportunity that we could have changing those questions to be more welcoming to members that could actually participate and take advantage of some of the opportunities that we have on our committee, such as the Ford Family Foundation networking, and perhaps people that are really social media savvy and excited about some of these opportunities that this committee has that are above and beyond what is expected of members. So I'll stop there.
Thank you, Leslie. So I have Paula, then Dr. Gray, then Rala.
So for my recollection, I think one of the ideas of having this presenters is every year we get caught up on having to put out this report, and we're trying to make up stuff or brainstorm or whatever. It's like, what should we put in this report? And we thought the idea is to maybe invite presenters that have some sort of association to some of the items that we have to report on to the city. And in this case, the reason I volunteer is that obviously the port is big in economic opportunities and employment and things like that. So that's the area that we would be covering. And we talk about housing, that's the housing part. And then there's the childhood development. Maybe we can get somebody here in that area. So I think that's the idea. It's just so by the time that we are ready to write this report, we're so much smarter about what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a much better information and people to go and ask questions if we feel like. So I personally think it's a great idea.
Thank you, Paula. We'll go to Dr. Gray, then Lala.
Yeah, so appreciate what Paula just shared, and I see her as connecting so directly to the economics here. Plus, I would love to learn from her about what's going on with the port. And I deal with several ports as a superintendent, Toledo, Depot Bay, and it's just great. So I would think too, I want to underline that and amend that. Like, as I think about the school district with our partnership with the EDALC, with the economic development of Lincoln County, and the work we're doing with the blue economy, that has everything to do with economics with the city of Newport. And there's big work going on with that. A 15-20 minute presentation on that could really bring people together in understanding the connection between the school district career technical education programs, which are in our 2040 vision plan, OCCC, and the aquarium. So there's just so many great connections. I just hope we get an opportunity to do that. And then the other thing is that it really brings the community into the vision group when other community members get to come and be a part of us. And then we're not working as much in a silo, like we meet, but we're not meeting with other people that have everything to do with the connections to the work that we do. And finally, in our 2040 is about public art. It's about music. It's about art. It's about culture. Well, what could be better than having some kind of presentation on how that all articulates with City of Newport? I say yay. I think it sounds so cool. Yeah.
Thank you. Rala, you had your hand up?
This may be a little redundant, but it seems like every meeting I go to, The issue is childcare and affordable housing. And when you've got such monster issues as those, it seems like having the experts or consultants in those fields, there's got to be people around the country to deal with this stuff. I'd love to hear what professionals have to say, how we manage this problem. And I think there's potential for great value if we get the right presentations, the right people, and the right issues, I think.
I'll just say I second all of that. All right, so I'm so far hearing support for when we have a light agenda to have a presentation from a stakeholder, it could be government, but something related to the vision work that's happening right now. We've got a little bit of a list that Leslie had started typing up, and Peggy, can we, if we have other suggestions, can we send them your way? And
yes, of course. And
keep track of those.
I will.
Can you drop them in the chat? Can you drop that PDF in the chat, you guys?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. And so that can be when we get, now that we have our final or almost final agenda item is going to be planning the agenda for the next meeting. Perhaps at that time, we can also make a decision on who we want to invite to present at that meeting as well. Or, and if there's first, if there's time on the agenda, then who we want to present. That sound good to everyone? We don't need like a vote, but all right. Okay. And now we're at item 5D, which is assigning a committee chair. So Leslie, Peggy, and I all work together to put together this document that I'm going to put in the chat in case it's not in front of you. Just that says, what is the minimum for the chair and the vice chair? And then what are opportunities with where you can engage if your capacity allows. And I did want to say that we have had chairs that are doing more than the minimum. And that's been because capacity allowed or interest. But that, for me, that wasn't necessarily because I was chair and I was already, I would say, putting in more time before I was chair. So don't let that scare you. There is a lot of support from Peggy, from other committee members, and I'm sure Leslie would be happy at times as well to support. But really, when you look at the minimum chair responsibility, it's facilitating the meetings. And I put a sub bullet of ensuring that proper process is followed, but like really Peggy will help with that. And I still ask her sometimes if I'm following the process right. And then typically the chair is the one that provides the verbal annual report to City Council, but that of course can be delegated. And so that really doesn't require a lot of time outside of the meetings, but leading the meetings is the main responsibility of the chair. So I'm happy if anyone has questions or anything like that, happy to answer them. But at this point, we can just open nominations for the chair.
Well, starting on July 1st, I already going to have to be the chair for YBEEF, and I really, maybe next year, but I'll help somebody if somebody wants to do that. If they're out or something, I'll be happy to help, but I don't think I can take on the full position at this point.
It's so quiet.
Wow. We're in the same problem as last meeting.
But now there's better understanding of what it means to be chair. That was supposed to help.
It's so optimistic, Bree.
Well,
I'm right along with Paula. I'm happy to be a backup anytime. I mean, maybe you could count on maybe me and Paula as backups. Is that fair, Paula?
Yeah, no, I'll be happy, you know, and I guess you can run. I mean, I suppose you need to provide the council with who is the chair, right? I suppose we can run by either one or the other. Can you run the meeting? Which ones we can alternate running the meetings that maybe help? You know, there are times when I'm going to be out, not many, but it seems like my schedule maybe is only one meeting or two that I'm going to be out. And if it doesn't depend on me, you know, really going through and help, like, because you did a lot, Bri, I got to say you did a lot. I just don't know that I have the time. I'm in so many committees. But yeah, I'm happy to help.
Jane has her hand up. If you don't mind, I just wanted to respond to like preparing for the meetings. And I used to do a pre-meeting with Leslie, and then Peggy offered to do a pre-meeting, and I was literally too busy to even do that. So, but with all of the attachments and things that staff put together, it makes it pretty easy to kind of run through the agenda and read the documents. So tonight it was like the least prepared, but with the documents and everything that Peggy and Leslie this time around helped put together, it makes it easier to run the meeting and look like you're prepared. Jane?
Yeah, and my apologies. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Sorry, I'm having phone issues. And if my dogs start barking, I apologize. My husband just got home, so they're pretty excited. I can go ahead and chair if no one else is interested in doing it. So if I can transition over to that.
All right.
Thank you.
So I believe we need to
thank you, Jane.
And
someone wants to nominate her. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'd entertain a motion to nominate Jane as chair of the 2040 Vision Committee.
I'll make a motion to nominate Jane as chair to the 2040 Visioning Committee.
Okay. I also heard multiple seconds.
Thank Jeff.
Okay, so motion by Rala, second by Jeff. That's something I try to do because the person doing the minutes is listening to the recording. So any discussion? I'm just going to say thank you. All right, I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes.
Yay.
Yay.
Congratulations. Thank you, Jane.
Yeah,
no problem.
I know,
I'm not gonna do a Bree where she's done it for like a gazillion years. So we're gonna rotate this.
Yes, that's what should happen. Anyway, so thank you.
And Stu, I'm still here to help if needed.
Thank you.
Are you looking for a nomination for vice chair?
Oh, I already got suckered into that in the last meeting.
Oh no, you're
right. If someone else
in.
Wants to Guys. Do it, I would be happy to to cede that position. That there's completely new leadership.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay. I tried.
Okay.
All right. Great. So moving on to item 5E, the initial discussion on committee bylaws. And Peggy, I'm going to ask you to just kind of catch us up because I think there were changes in the terminology we use and understanding the process
of having our own bylaws and that kind of thing.
Yes. What I really wanted to do was to just give you some information that was submitted by Michael Seidow, and I should have included the previous information, the actual, I don't know what we called them. I don't remember whether they were rules of procedure or whatever we had in about 2019. So what I will do for the next packet is ask you to read the information submitted by Michael. I'll also send by email and include in the next packet what was approved by this committee years ago. And perhaps we can start working toward a more formal document at the next meeting. And he's got one drafted here. I think we just need to look at our other document and look at this document and decide if this is where we'd like to be headed or not. I mean, we don't have to have committee bylaws.
Great. Yeah, we've talked about this several times, and it'll be great for the next meeting to have all of those documents, and then we can chat a bit more about moving forward with bylaws and also what we want in there. Just, you know, we had extensive discussion about the attendance policy, and that was something that we previously had decided to move forward with, and then we learned all sorts of things about the technicalities around actually adding bylaws.
Wayne has to add them.
Oh, Wayne.
Just wondering whether or not David Allen has looked at any of this stuff, because I would appreciate having the review from the city attorney so we don't run afoul with anything we're looking at with his legal analysis of any proposed bylaws. So I don't know if we know we talked about it before, but I'm not sure whether or not David's actually looked at anything.
You know, what I can do, Wayne, is ask David to weigh in on our previous document, which I think he did at one time, although I'm not sure. I'd have to search around for his comments. And then also on what Michael has presented, and I'll ask him if he can do that before the next meeting. He's pretty busy, but I'll see what we can get completed by him. Now, the other question that comes to mind is, if he does not have an opportunity to review these documents before the next meeting, shall we forego this discussion to a later date?
Might as well.
Yeah.
I think what would be helpful for us is, as Dr. Gray was saying, to see the original document. If there are comments and any red lines, you know, to be inserted in the document, what the desire is to have it in the future, I think this will spark some interest for us to really look through and trying to figure out if that makes sense or not. And maybe somebody else has other ideas as well. I think that would be really helpful. And if we can do it for this coming meeting, great. If not, then I definitely think we should wait until we're a bit more ready, because otherwise you're going to bring in front of the committee and we're just not going to have enough to talk about it.
Very good. We'll move forward in that direction.
And Leslie, do you have a comment on this?
Sorry, annoying community member here. Yeah, I just also wanted to bring up the opportunity we could do in the next meeting and make this a multi-stage effort if we want to include as much collaboration on it as possible. Similar to what we did with the website domain discussion, is just have one discussion session that's simply brainstorming different rules that could be, looking at those past documents, and then compiling that, and then at another meeting, narrowing down that list to the ones that we're really passionate about, and then having that to bring to Attorney Allen at some point. But that's just as far as what has worked when getting as much ideas as possible in one place before narrowing them down. That seems to have worked pretty well in the past. But not attached. Just wanted to throw the idea out there, and I'm happy to facilitate.
Yes, and I believe that ultimately, these bylaws will have to get approved by the council. Is that correct?
That is correct.
We'll want to get everything we want into these bylaws before we send it to the council, whereas initially we thought we we would just approve them ourselves. And so it would have been easier to kind of develop this stepwise. This way, we need to develop them and then just send one document to the council. So I think Leslie's suggestion is good, that we can have everything put together for them. And perhaps we might want to do that brainstorming even if David's not able to review mm-hmm. what Michael put exactly. together, in case there's some topic that we don't have in those documents that someone has thought of. And then he'll have the full list to review for us. And since we will most likely, or potentially, who knows, be on Zoom, and I heard Leslie offer to facilitate, and if our chair is open to that, I'm also happy to support a virtual kind of dot exercise kind of thing, if you want to work on that. I've done it a lot the past couple of years.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. We need to get some movement on this and decide, you know, where we're going.
Okay, so we will start brainstorming our bylaws document at the March meeting. Okay. And so that brings us to item 6A, which is agenda planning for the March meeting. And I was not being good and taking notes on all of the things we were talking about. But I know we just discussed that we'll do a brainstorming session for the bylaws.
And there are a couple of items that are already populated on the draft agenda, and they include the introduce work group duties and assign work group leads. So mm-hmm. I think that's going to take a good piece of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd also like to hear back from the February 22nd presentation.
Yes.
So I'm going to want to hear how Jay and Rolla's presentation went.
Yes.
Since I won't be able to be there. So I think that would be good.
It's probably going to be on video somewhere.
It will be. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Famous.
Another remind me. Sorry. When is the March? Which day is the March meeting in?
It's March the 10th.
All right. Okay. Yeah, that's the meeting I'll miss. I'll be in Peru. Okay.
Oh, come on.
I'll be up on Machu Picchu that day.
Well, that's where Jay Lovell wanted to go.
Well, you're going to have to send us a picture since you're ditching us.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
How fair is that?
Peggy.
So I think at some point we'll be able to at least celebrate and talk about the Vision Award winners this year. I know that you heard a little bit tonight from Cynthia regarding a couple of them, but that really hasn't gone out yet. So I think we should at least have a report on that.
Yeah. Yes. And it is in process. Peggy and I, we have the pre-release to the New Times, and we're waiting on their go-ahead to make the full press release. But to review what I think we mentioned at the end of last meeting, or at least to a few individuals, those who have been nominated do know and have accepted, those who are comfortable with accepting the nomination and recognition have accepted, but for the whole group release announcement, the News Times will be moving forward on that page.
And can we get that list for the committee before it's printed publicly so that our committee members know?
Same time, at least.
Yeah, the press, when Peggy sends the press release with the award document, there's a PDF that has a page for each nominee with why they were nominated and then any additional information that the nominee wanted to share. So that will be getting sent out with the press release when the News Times gives us the thumbs up on
that. But it'll be sent to us
also
the committee as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Great.
Yep.
And we can also include that on the next agenda. I think we just should, as a recognition of the award winners. But Leslie, did you have any sense as to when the News Times might be letting
I'll
this
circle
go?
Back with Jeremy in the next day or two and see if he gives a estimate on that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I think that might be a full agenda then, especially going over all of our work group work, award winner report on the report to council, and brainstorming the bylaws, which I want to make sure we have plenty of time for.
It looks like a good agenda.
Yeah. All right. And moving into committee comment, I want to kick off committee comment by recognizing Dr. Gray just won an award from the Oregon Music Education Association for being an outstanding administrator. So congratulations to Dr. Gray on that award.
Thank you. Thank you. We're really working hard at music in our district. And just so that you guys know, too, with the Newport Symphony Orchestra, we're looking for a new executive director. So if anybody, our director is retiring, he's made that announcement. And we are posted already for a brand new executive director. The posting's on our website. And we would love it if you would spread around the word.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bree. That's kind. Thank you.
You're welcome. Congratulations. And I was going to make a couple other quick announcements. And I think this potentially could be a community presentation, and several of us might be involved, but the county is currently working on basically redoing the Yaquinid Estuary Management Plan. I know Paul is going to be heavily involved in that. I'm on the advisory group for it, which has not yet met, and there are several subcommittees to that. And then
I'm on the steering committee.
You're on the so the steering committee is all government, right? Or mostly.
Pretty much, yeah.
And it's chaired by the county. And then there's this advisory group that is a bunch of different stakeholders, and we haven't met yet, so I don't know exactly what we're doing. But it's kind of a big deal. It's the first estuary management plan to be updated in, I think, a couple of decades in the state of Oregon. And so the state's looking for this to kind of be the model for estuary management plans. So that's pretty cool. And yeah, Paula.
Actually, they've done one at the Coos Bay.
No. There's some like, nope. They were supposed to start this year and didn't put a grant in for support. So they're not starting this year.
Oh, okay.
I'm also involved with those folks trying to make it happen, but it's not happening yet. So they might start next year, hopefully.
Okay, because I thought the Willamette group that is leading that was working on that as well. Okay, well, you know more than I do.
It was supposed to start this year, but yeah, so that's a huge, huge effort that's going to be happening in our area. And at some point, might be nice, maybe later in the year when the work's progressing a little, to hear about more about that.
Great.
Yeah, go ahead.
They reached out to us at the chamber to do a presentation. So that would be something that would be really good for everyone to join the luncheon to, and I don't know when we're going to be doing it, but they did reach out to us on that. So.
Yeah, that would be nice if you're willing to extend the invitation to committee members. So
absolutely.
Because that might be a longer presentation we can join. And that's all I had. Other committee member announcements? Head shaken. Judy.
I know I've been quiet all night, but So don't forget that, you know, we canceled Seafood and Wine Festival, but we ended up doing a celebration trail, and we have included the whole community. We have about 30 businesses that have signed up. We have about 20 wineries that are going to be in those businesses pouring wine tastings. And the businesses are going to be offering discounts, those kind of things. We have specials going on for designated drivers. You can go to our website and purchase boxes of different wines. And then we'll be having whatever box of wine you purchase. Then we have a Zoom meeting that the winemakers are going to talk about those particular wines. On the Friday night, we're going to have a cooking class and a wine pairing that Chef Michael from Chinook Winds will be doing. So a lot of fun things happening that weekend, and there's a lot of people coming in from out of town.
And also, that was a massive redesign, and it sounds also really amazing and like it would work. And even in the future, like it still sounds really cool getting people in businesses. So I hope you get to relax soon.
We canceled one day, and the next day my festival manager came in and said, I need a meeting with all of you. And we all were like, ugh. And then the next day we were all working on it. And made the transition.
Great work on that. Paula, did I see your hand? Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to give a quick update here on the port. So I was actually invited by Representative Gomberg to submit some projects for him to take it to this legislation. I think he felt a little bit bad because last time he forgot to reach out to us, and he did get some monies for the city, the aquarium, Port of Toledo, and now. So one project we have is the repair of the seawall at Rogue. It's very important because the engineer pretty much told us that it's at the end of its life at this point, and it needs to be repaired. And it's a lot of liability, not only that, but if we lost that, it means the whole building would go and the Rogue would have to move out. And you're talking about not just one building, but they have a whole complex there. And it's over 80 jobs. That, and not only that, but that sustained a lot of the travel business too, you know, recreation. People come here to stay in the areas just so they can go to Rogue. It's kind of cool. And so that's a big deal. It's $1.4 million. So tomorrow, so he submitted that, and I was invited to actually present in front of the legislation tomorrow. So I'm doing that. So fingers crossed that we will get that money. That would be absolutely awesome. Otherwise, my other choice is I'm already working on a grant with the EDA, which is federal government. It's a little more complicated. There's more hoops to run through. But besides that, I am very excited. We are actually doing a groundbreaking for our new admin building here on the 18th. Yay, we're going to have a new home. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Great updates. Jeff?
Well, just a quick one, and it's not until July, but there will be, for a week and a half, probably 30 people at plein air painting in the Newport area this year. So it's a big deal in a lot of areas. It's Eric Sandman's group, and everybody's invited. So it's starts at the 11th. And runs through the 20th. So look for people out painting all around the Newport area.
That sounds awesome. Rala?
Regarding the environment, there's a group of us have been going around to various communities, including Newport, to see about getting a straw vote on the November ballot that would get people's opinions about Lincoln County becoming carbon neutral by 2035. So there seems to be quite a bit of support for getting that done. I think I've talked to Spencer about it, and he's one with it and so forth. So I think there's a pretty good chance that'll happen. We're going to have to raise some money to go through that process so that it doesn't cost the county anything to put it on there. But it'll be nice ammunition going forward to make decisions from. And also, we've been, my role with the Oregon League of Conservation Voters, we've been interviewing candidates for county commission and for state representative and so forth around here for support, how they feel about supporting environmental issues. So I'm all a little curious about how that rolls into this particular position, whether it's any kind of conflict or not, because city council and mayor's positions could conceivably come up in that too. So anyway, I'm just throwing that out there. Maybe David Allen should look into that. I don't know. And that's it. Yeah.
Keep us posted.
Okay.
I guess I'll one other thing I'll mention, the Newport chapter of Surf Rider has been doing monthly winter beach cleanup series, and the final one is on Saturday. That's in partnership with Lincoln County Surf Shops. And the participation has been pretty mind-blowing. We had over 100 people in January and almost too much trash. We had to get a second trailer. But every month, the surf shops are doing like a small prize drawing. And then every time you participate, they put your name in for a drawing to win a surfboard that was donated by 10 Barrel. So the last opportunity is this Saturday. If you want to try to win that surfboard, all you have to do is pick up some trash off the beach. Leslie.
And I know I'm not a member, sorry, but I was hoping I could spiel just a little bit. I did want to update the committee on a meeting that Bree and I both got to participate in earlier today with a representative from Foundations for a Better Oregon. Foundations for a Better Oregon used to be called the Chalkboard Project, and it is a collaboration of the five largest foundations in Oregon, one of which is the Ford Family Foundation. Fortunately, that collaboration realized that in order to help kids in school, it really takes widening the scope of the work to the entire community. So they are widening their focus. They also have realized that four out of the five foundations are based in Portland area, Ford Family Foundation being the one that is not. So they did realize that in order to be more authentic in wanting to help rural Oregon communities, that it's going to take stretching their traditional methods of interacting with communities. And so they have luckily connected with the Ford Family Foundation and the cohort that Bree and I have been involved in for the last year or a little over a year now. So we are going to be able to start conversations as far as brainstorming and looking at ideas that could influence the other foundations to start to perhaps change some systems in order to support rural more authentically and engage with the community leaders that are making changes in our areas. So just another one of those things, and one of the reasons why Bree and Peggy and I separated that duties or expectations of chair and vice chair to the opportunities that are there. There are networking opportunities available with the Ford Family Foundation. We know we're all really, really busy folks, but I'm just really excited to be able to kind of, continue with the networks and see how we can make change in bigger aspects that would hopefully benefit all the rural communities that are working together on some of these creative problems and visioning in general. Then the last thing I'll add on to that is I'm grateful people brought up Paul at Economic Development Alliance, because him and I are continuing to work closely together on the WordPress plugin that has already been funded by a separate grant. And we are going to start rekindling those talks. I already met with representatives from the Community Website Partnership about getting our region in on the community website. And luckily in the year it's taken us to rekindle that, They've actually upgraded their templates to the 2.0 templates, and that's been designed with more feedback from the communities that they've already worked on. So they've been really, really interested in the greater Newport area and Lincoln County in general, seeing all the growth and amazing collaborative projects that have been going on. Expect at least one presentation, if not a few, from Paul and me this year on that topic, and then hopefully bring in the community website partnership. And again, those are things that have been in our committee goals and our grant goals for a few years now. So just excited to move the dial forward on those projects. I'll stop there.
Thank you, Leslie. Yeah. All right. Any other committee comments or anything from Peggy?
No, thank you very much. And we'll try to keep this in the road. Spencer and I talked about staffing this committee and trying to fill Leslie's big shoes. And one of the things that we cannot do is the outreach piece. We do not have the capacity in our office to do that. So I'm very thankful that Leslie's working as a community volunteer and still helping us out there. And we're looking for ways to make that work for her so that she's compensated. And so we're in the process. Don't think that we're just going to keep Leslie working and have no plan to compensate her. That's never been the case. So we'll keep you posted when those things happen.
Thank you. Paula.
I am just curious, Peggy, can you give us an update on your replacement?
There's not really an update. You know, we went through a recruitment and offered the position to someone who declined it. She accepted another position. And then we are in the process of going through a second round of recruitments, and we are... I think it was Tuesday, we were to interview four people over the phone, just an initial phone scan. And this was awful, but the first person answered, and I said, "How are you?" And he said, "Well, actually, I'm in the hospital. I've had an allergic reaction." So we postponed that interview. That will be tomorrow. And we did interview two other people that night, and the fourth person had withdrawn before we got to interview her. So there's that, and we are anticipating if we move any of those people forward, we'll set up another meet and greet and a new round of panel interviews, potentially as soon as March 3rd and 4th. And then we're also in the process of trying to hire someone to fill the deputy city recorder position, and we have been through two recruitments, I believe, and I know what happened is we had it as a part-time, it was a part-time position that's now been moved to a full-time position. And we have one person who will be coming for an in-person interview next week. So it's been really difficult. You know, one of the questions that we ask people on the phone scans is, do you anticipate any problems or issues moving to the Newport area? And you know, some of them have done their homework when they talk about housing, but some of them just don't say those things, and it makes you really wonder whether it's something they could pull off with the lack of any housing, frankly.
Sorry, Peggy, I think we stole one of your people.
Yeah, oh. we'll get even.
The port pays better.
She can live on a boat.
It's early. We can play for a long time and see who gets whose people.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of back and forth.
So anyway, that's the update, which was really a non-update.
Thank you, Peggy. All right. Final thoughts. I'm looking forward to having Jane lead our next meeting, which is our final agenda item. And that should say March 10th. And that will be at our, is that Peggy, our regular time of 5:30 from in
it
March?
It is our regular time at 5:30, and I apologize for that February 10th date. Who knows what I was thinking?
Right. I think it's rare that it's the same number for each.
It's almost always that way in February and March, unless there's a leap day.
It's February, March, unless there's leap year. It's always the same date.
All right, thank you all for being here and sharing your travel ideas, and we are adjourned. Good night.
Thank you, guys. I'll send you a picture from Machu Picchu.
Yes, do. Can't wait.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Goodbye.
Thank you. I wish you guys luck for replacing you.